Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Karen Lopez and I am calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything and your answers will remain confidential. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No, thank you so much. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like county commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? You're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Vote.
And you are definitely, very likely, or somewhat likely to vote.
Who? I said I'm likely to vote. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And with which political party are you registered?
What's that?
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
I don't really disclose that till voting.
So you are not affiliated with any of this?
I choose who I want to vote for.
Okay, so what do you say?
I go by who's voting or who's running, and I will choose either Democrat, Republican, Independent, whoever I feel best get.
Okay, so you are not registered in a party, but you will vote, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background? White Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian American, African American Black?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your age?
I'm old. Senior.
Okay. Can you tell me a rate? Like, for example, I have here a rate between 18 and 45, 46 to 55 years, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Upper.
Over, okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
From what I've been doing and everything, it's in the right direction for Monroe County, yes.
Okay, so the right direction. Thank you so much. And now, from the following list, which issues should your local elected official in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? That is, this is your decision. I mean, like, your personal decision. Why, which issue should your local elected official will focus on most to help you and your family? The first one is hurricane and flooding preparation, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like that, like gas and groceries, legal immigration, overdevelopment, taxes and county government spending, protecting the environment, the crime and public safety, property insurance costs, or affordable housing.
Property and insurance costs.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first
one
is...
I'm not going to go through. not going to discuss any persons or people. Like I said, that's my choice on voting day, and I'm not going to tell you who I like more than anybody else.
Okay, we can continue with the survey, and you can respond as you will, yes, you want to. Okay, I'm just going to read you the choices, and you will tell me the options you want. Okay.
If I can, if you're starting to go off board, I'm just going to hang up.
Okay, I understand. Well, let's go with the first one. It's Paul Wunderlich.
Like I said, I'm not naming names. My personal voting is not who I like.
So. Okay, so.